This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The lack of a clear federal response to the coronavirus pandemic has left local elected officials to come up with their own rules and guidelines, which at times contradict each other. As businesses reopen, mixed messages have made what's permissible and safe seem up for interpretation. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports that forces individuals to make hard decisions more often than they're equipped to handle.
6 weeks into the lockdown, Tess Wilkinson Ryan's husband was walking their dog when he got the leash tangled around his ankle, fell back, and knocked his head.
And I said, sort of like, are you feeling okay? And then I said, like, ha ha, you know, quick, who's the president? And he said, deadpan, George Bush. And he wasn't joking.
Wilkinson Ryan spent the next few hours trying to figure out if her husband had a serious concussion and if it was safe to take him to the ER.
And I thought, this is outrageous. This is a decision that requires expertise. And the stakes are actually pretty high. And in that case, asking individuals to navigate it is actually not fair.
Wilkinson Ryan, who teaches psychology and law at UPenn, finally reached a doctor friend who helped her calculate the risk. She and her husband walked to the hospital. He was triaged into a non-COVID wing, and now he's fine. But had she not called her friend with expertise, Wilkinson Ryan would have had no way of knowing what to do.
But it struck me that we couldn't possibly be the only people in the situation.
When the pandemic first started, directions were clear. Stay home. But now that businesses are starting to open, everyone has their own idea of what feels safe to them. Pennsylvania's color-coded, phased reopening system doesn't make it any easier. When the governor said a county was ready to switch from yellow to green, it was natural to assume that green meant go. But in some cases, restrictions remained, and green signaled take it slow. That makes it hard to know what green actually means.
People are perceiving mixed messages from, okay, we're going to go ahead and start opening up as a state or as a city, but we really do want you to stay home most of the time.
That's Ellen Peters. She runs the Center for Science Communication Research at the University of Oregon.
And to a lot of people, I think that is telling you two, you know, sort of exactly opposite things. You know, the idea that the state is reopening sends a signal, well, you know, we're doing okay. Things are looking safe now. But then the message of, but you should really stay home, just sends exactly the opposite message.
Wilkinson Ryan's experience with her husband's concussion was an extreme example of one of the many new dilemmas people face all the time now. And she says it's the government's job to make those choices easier for people by giving concrete guidance for specific situations, not broad categories like yellow or green. Otherwise, people end up interpreting the same rules differently. And that's where the judging comes in.
There's a little bit of shaming of individuals who go and take advantage of these open places. But that's pretty confusing because if they're open, why aren't you supposed to go to them?
Wilkinson Ryan wants to know how many times a week to go to the grocery store. She wants 6-foot circles on the grass at the park. The new rules for the new normal everyone keeps talking about. And she says we should demand those things from public officials instead of pointing the finger at each other.
It's sort of like I'm asking everybody to like decide their own speed limit based on like, think about the make and model of your car. Think about who you're going to drive with. Think about the importance of your destination. Good luck.
Of course people would go different speeds. Who could blame them? Nina Feldman, WHYY News.